this video, I'm going to show you how to use the Microsoft Cognitive Services Face API. To get started, go to microsoft.com/cognitive-services. And if you haven't already done so, log in and activate your account. It's totally free. I've already done so. And I'm going to go down here to the APIs section. And I'm going to show you the Face API to start with. If I open up that, then I can scroll down here and it'll show me face detection. What this will do, there's an example of it down here. It's taking a picture, it's looking at this picture, and it notices that there's a face in it. It knows what a face looks like because we fed it lots of different faces. We told it these are where the eyes typically are, this is where the nose is, this is where the mouth, the left and right side of the mouth is. And it's smart enough to look at this picture and figure that out. So no matter which one I grab, if it's this one, it will detect where the face is and where the key landmarks in that face. You notice it's also returning information about the face, such as the age, the gender, the fact that he's smiling, the fact that he's not wearing glasses. This is all an application is writing this in JavaScript. What's really coming back from the web service call is this JSON right here. The JSON is just a way of structuring data. It's nice and terse so that it tends to be very small and works really well when you're passing things across the internet. What we have here is an array. The square bracket means it's an array. It's an array of objects. Each object contains first a face ID, just a unique identifier, and then a face rectangle. And the face rectangle has a width, a height, a left point, and a top point, so we can define where that rectangle is and how big it is. And then some landmarks about the face, such as the location of the pupil of the left eye, the location of the pupil of the right eye, the location of the tip of the nose, the left and right boundaries of the mouth, the locations of the eyebrows, left outer, left inner, etc., the eye locations, all this information to determine where the eye is, and the eyebrow. And if you scroll down a little further, where boundaries of the nose are, where the lip is, top, bottom, right, left of the lips, and then some attributes about the face, age, gender, is the head tilted at all, and if so, by how much, is the person smiling, does he have a mustache or a beard or sideburns, is the person wearing glasses. There's a lot of information that's returned back from this web service. All it takes as input is a picture. And it can do this. Remember, this is an array right here. Now, it happens that there's only one face in this picture, but if I put multiple faces in here, it'll return an array of four faces. There's one. Here's the second one. And here's the third one. So all three faces are in here and recognized. You can even do, in this picture, you notice that some of these faces, we only have a partial face. It's actually obscured a little bit. We're still able to figure out a lot of information. It's a female who's 4 years old. She's smiling. She's not wearing glasses, and so on. This is all coming back. The way this web service is done, and in fact, I can actually grab a, let me see, I find a picture. I'll put in a picture. How about a picture of me? Just grab one right here. There's one. And if I'll take this picture from a few years ago, and feed it that URL. It can even figure out that information for me and knows where my eyes and mouth and so are, knows that I'm smiling. It got my age a little bit older, but that's because probably I'm wearing my gray beard that day. What's going on with the hood is it's actually making a web service call. Let's take a look at how that web service call is made. We've already seen what's returned from it. This JSON is returned, but what do I pass to it? Well, the documentation is right here. Under developer, right here, documentation. And if I look at the Face API, then I have a section on getting started, but I really want the API reference. And with this API reference, I need to send an HTTP post to this URL right here, and these are the query string parameters that I can pass to it. Now you notice they're all optional parameters, so that they're not, none of them are required. But if I want to, I can say return me a face ID, grab me a, generate a GUID, let me know what that face ID is. And that way I can send that same face back again through some more analysis on it for other services. Return face landmarks. Tell me where the eyes are. Tell me where the nose is, where the mouth, borders of the mouth are. If I want less data to come back, maybe I want it to be a lot faster, I don't care about that information, I can set that to false. Return face attributes. Do I want to know how old the person is, whether they're wearing glasses, whether they're wearing a beard or smiling, things like that. Then I can set this to true. Otherwise, if I just want to keep it small and I don't care about that information, I can set it to false. In the header of this request, I can optionally tell it what the content type is. So maybe that's a JPEG or something like that. I'll have to, that's optional. If I don't give it, it can figure it out. And then also, I absolutely, it's required that I send the subscription key. And I'm going to show you where that is in a second. And then in the body of the request, I can either send it this JSON right here, the URL where to find this image, or I can actually stream the image and just send the binary data, either one of those. And then here's the responses that can come back. If I get a 200, 200 is good, that means HTTP okay. It'll send back all those, face ID, face rectangle. It's a JSON that we saw. In fact, here's an example of it down here, just sample data coming back. We already saw some examples. If there are problems, I'll get some kind of a 400 error back, and there'll be information about that error. And most specifically, I think, is this message will come back as JSON. Why did they get this error? There's a 400, a 401, a 408, certain types of errors that I might expect. Really, anything that starts with a 400 or a 500 is bad and indicates an error. You really want to get a 200 back to know that everything was done successfully. All right, so to generate this, we do need to, let's open up Notepad and save some of this. I want to make sure that I have this. I want a URL. That's in the body. I want to make sure that I have a... Here's the URL itself that I'm going to call. I won't pass any arguments to it to keep it simple. I want that to be a post. I'll make a note of that. And in the header, I want to pass in this right here. Here for sure. Here, and that'll be some key that I'll get. I might pass in the content type. I don't know if I'll need that or not. Let me just leave that right there. Now, here there's a testing console that I can use, and this will actually make that call for me. So I can specify return face ID. Let me just remove these parameters. I don't really care about those. We'll figure out what the defaults are. Those are all optional. So they're the ones that appear in the query string. For the content type, application JSON, that'll work. That's the default. So I'll just leave that as is. And then the key. Now, what's the key? Well, to find my key, I go back to the home page and I click on My Account up here. And My Account will give me a list of all of the keys for all of the available web services. The one I'm interested in is the Face API, which is right here, and I'm going to grab that key, the primary key right here. Either one will work, either the key one or key two will work, but I want to grab this one. I'll copy it, save it in here. And then I'll go back to this and paste it in here. So this is going to be set. So now I have everything I need except for the body. For the body, I want to make sure I grab a picture of a face. For the picture, let's just grab a picture of, let's do some baseball players. I want to do images, and I want to make sure that I have the rights to these. So I'll do license public domain images. So I don't want a cartoon picture, I want an actual picture. And let's assume that this picture of Steve Garvey is okay. Grab that one. Let's just use that picture right there. And this will be my body, not example1.com/1/JPEG, but actually this picture right here. All right, and in fact, I'll feed that into this as well. So now, if I actually, here's a look at what I'm going to send when I hit send. It'll be a post to the URL. It'll be a, I'm going to send JSON. Here's my subscription key. It's blocked it out for me. I'll regenerate that soon, so I'm not worried about that. I click send, and my response was 200. Okay, everything is good. And I got one face, and I got just a rectangle. I didn't ask for any other information. So if I had asked for other stuff, then I could have got that as well. Add parameter. If I asked for other stuff, said return this and return that, and same thing again here. Make sure I add my key, which I've grabbed, I've saved right back here. Now I should get actually more information this time. Again, 200 response, but now I got actually more information. Lots of face landmarks in here, where the nose, eyes, and mouth are. I can do the same thing on my own with a tool like Fiddler. And if you haven't used Fiddler, you can go to Telerik. It's a free tool from Telerik. You're at telerik.com/fiddler and download it. And the nice thing about this is, I've got it installed here, that you can test calls to web services. So over here in the composer, I could say send something to this URL right here. I want to send a post to it, and in the header I want to say I definitely want to have this here. I probably want to have the content type. Let me try it without the content type. But in the body I want to have this JSON right here. And if I take that, that should be the minimum amount that I need. Everything else is optional. Click execute, I get a 200 back, there's my response, and if I click that response, there's the data that comes back. If I want to look at the raw data, there it is. It's coming back as JSON. In this video, we've seen how to call a REST web service exposed from Microsoft Cognitive Services through the browser and through Fiddler. I'm David Giard. Thank you for watching.